Welcome to You, Me, and the Dogs, the podcast where we explore the wonderful world of pet ownership. Join me every Wednesday as my guests and I share personal stories, insights, and experiences, of course, with dogs.
We are here back in Brooklyn where we used to live. And as a matter of fact,
actually, we lived over there.
Look at this statue. You remember this statue now?
Yeah.
This statue, I even posed with it like this. I was like, right? Because that's about as close as I was going to get to a dog, because I used to be afraid of dogs. And now look at me. Who would have told me? What is it? 10 years later? Now we're walking with our own dog who looks terrifying or could be terrifying, but it's just a sweetheart, you know? Well, it's so nice to be back in Brooklyn. Like, yeah. We're just visiting, but...
And look at all the dogs.
This is the walk we used to do. And that's another thing. Like, there wasn't as much dog activity when we used to live here.
Yep.
Look, there's like literally so many people with dogs.
Although they have the sign that says pet free zone, pee and poop free zone. I mean, it's just a little unnatural that they...
Well, that's the hard part that I'm seeing, that like, you know, when we lived here, we were like, oh yeah, New York has some green spots and parts where, you know, would make you feel like, okay, you could sit here, have lunch, what have you.
Yep.
But now thinking as a dog owner, when we came back, we had serious problems trying to find a spot for Yanko to pee and poop.
Well, I think it depends where you are.
Yeah.
Because the financial district, not so much.
Yeah.
But Columbus Circle is nice.
Well, and the
Brooklyn is nice.
And the thing is that though, even though they have designated areas that are greenery and have things like that, you really don't. They all have signs that you can't poop in it. Or you can't use it. You can't allow pets on it or anything.
I don't care. I'm going to poop. If he wants to poop there, he's going to poop there.
Well, you got to get to that point. I mean, because what else can you do?
I mean, we have to give these dogs, the New York dogs, some credit. Because this is a hard, like.
Yeah, this literally got to pee and poop on the concrete. Which, that's another thing. I think, you know, since Yanko's not used to that, it took him a little while. But he's starting to get acclimated to that. So before he was like, you know, we've always trained him not to pee or poop on concrete or anything like that, or on columns or on things like this. It's always just on patches of green. But slowly he has learned, and that it's really cold too. He has learned that in the moment that he has a chance, he's going to go and pee. And then also when we first got here, it was raining pretty badly.
It
rained the whole day. So since it rained the whole day, it was really hard to take him outside to pee.
What luck we had.
Yeah, no, it was a rough one.
But a car helped a lot.
Ironically, because, you know, like when we lived here, we loved not having a car.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. You know, when I went to school, I was taught, you know, especially because I was very interested in public spaces, to design for the public. But as a dog owner, it makes me question, what is the design of the public? Because the public is dogs. The public is cats. The public is people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
and especially now, ever since after COVID, people now, you know, took on dog ownership more seriously. And now different.
What would you say, seriously?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, seriously, to what degree? I think that's where we're starting to see now the problems of what that is.
Yeah.
Because now people are like, well, I have my dogs. I'm in a tiny little apartment to take them out and play. Where can I take them out to play? And there's not really too many places to do that. And then even just the basic necessities, that becomes a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, difficulty.
Although we're going to have to rush here. Let's snow, just make it happen.
No, I
no,
don't.
No, no, no. We're going to go.
Come here. Stay. Wait.
I think we can manage it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we can manage it.
We're going to stay here.
Oh, we're going to stay around.
Wait, Yanks. Wait.
Although I have noticed, you know, when you put the red light, they still, you know, the red hand, you still got like a good couple of seconds afterwards.
We totally could have made it. Now we can't.
And that's the thing. We came out of our...
No, it's... No.
New York...
it's that we have a dog.
Well, yeah.
You saw that
before,
I could book it.
We used to be able to just cross it, no problem. Didn't even think it twice. But now we're like, oh, well, we got to think about Yankum and his necessity. And that's the thing. Well, we were thinking about this trip. We thought we had all the angles covered.
Yeah.
Because we thought, no, we lived in New York. We know what it's like. It's fine. And I remember when we were picking the hotel, we did see that there was like green spots near it. But again, we had never really stopped to see how usable is that place.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, the thing is that it's so manicured. It's like, well, what are you trying to save this green space for?
Right. And then on top of that,
like, is it for the pleasure of humans? Yeah. Because squirrels go on it all the time.
Yep.
You know, a story that we had.
Or the rats.
Not even. Remember a story that we always had was when we were in walking around in Chinatown.
Wait, Inks. Wait. Come. Oh, okay.
But even to that, remember that time that we were in Chinatown and we were in a taxi and I looked out the window. And there's a lady pooping in one of those
designated
areas. So even, you know, even humans go into it a lot. See, like his instinct is almost like, yeah, I want to go in there.
Right. Yeah, but they gate it for who? So I used to walk here all the time, but without a doggy.
Yeah, this was like our favorite walk from our apartment all the way to the promenade.
Yeah.
And we used to do it on, man, I don't want to say like 2 or 3 times a week, maybe more.
No, I think more.
Maybe more. Because then there was also little restaurants that we would go to there or like little
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's all the
Although
time.
Although now there's a closer one to the...
Now, yeah, see, now things are changing with that.
So would you live here now that we stayed a week here?
I think, I think we could live here if it was just us. But I think thinking about Yanko and like... that kind of life that I wouldn't want him to enjoy, I would say probably not. But then again, because the areas where you could do it, such as, for example, like we did go up to Central Park,
yeah,
and then we let him, you know, play around there. And he was like, yeah, but
or
to go forward around Central Park.
Or
like,
Washington Square Park.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's anywhere around a park, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So the places that we could probably afford, I don't think.
Thanks. Well, Brooklyn is pretty affordable. Like this.
Well, it used to be. I don't know, but
well, Miami is not affordable.
Well, nowhere's affordable.
Nothing is affordable.
And it's funny to see how hyper aware he is here. Like, you know, when we take him out to walks in Miami, he kind of is already on autopilot, you know.
Yeah.
But since this is all new to him, he is just.
Yeah, but that's
and
what
loaded
I,
everyone.
That's what I liked about New York. And it's so communal. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, get to know your neighbors and all this stuff. In New York, you really do feel like the neighbor cares for you as opposed to other places. Or like people are very much more considerate. I haven't, like, they haven't said anything like he's a bully breed or a pity.
I mean, we do get like a couple of side eyes here and there. But we, I feel like we're getting more like, oh, look, he's so cute. Mostly because he has his little blue jacket on. And actually, the day that it was raining, we put his little boots on.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And that was funny because he's still, like, his back legs, he still wasn't 100% ready for that.
Oh, God.
But he got used to it right away.
Yeah.
And it does help because, like your sister said, you know, sometimes they put salt on the ground. And so while it might look harmless, then he's going to start licking and he could get a rash. He could irritate him. It become all sorts of, so depending obviously where you live changes what you have to provide for your dogs. Right.
I mean, I think dogs here are, I mean, I don't know if it's a good life or a bad life. I mean, I guess it depends on your.
Well, it's in a way, it's almost like how humans are with people. Some people would never want to live in New York and other people would see it as like, that's the best place you could possibly live in, you know? So it really does depend. What kind of lifestyle do you want?
Yeah.
No, we were also seeing that, like, we were expecting in Miami, there's a lot of huskies.
Uh-huh.
And we thought, well,
we
cold
have not,
weather.
We have seen three huskies.
Three huskies. I was expecting to see, like, husky galore.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope. There is a lot of small dogs here, but that's understandable.
Yeah, because, you know, smaller space.
And then you would think that they're trained better.
Wait.
Yeah.
I mean, see, so like in Miami, he wouldn't do that. But in a way, we are like training him to do other things. Then.
Oh, no, but I was going to say is, do you think that the dogs here trained more or less?
It's just a different type of training because of what they're around, you know? I think like they're used to these small confined spaces. They're used to walking in very crowded spaces.
Yeah.
And they're used to like, they need to pee, poop on concrete if need be. You know,
yeah.
And at a moment's notice. So also, like, when we train Yanko to go potty, we always tell him go potty. But he's already kind of used not doing it in the house.
Yeah.
Not doing
it
by the house.
No, he would never do it.
And he's used to, like, a green patch. But here, we would have trained him very differently. And then I'm also thinking, like, I mean, we're lucky enough that we live in an area where we can always take him out. And he can go and play and run.
Right.
We play all different sorts of activities with him. But here... I mean, depends where you live, depends which borough, which neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's obviously Central Park around here.
Prospect Park
and Fort Greene. But again, it's still small spaces. It's not like it's, well, not Central Park, but like there's so many dog owners who are also out there playing that it is very, and everything has to be on leash. So
well,
there's
really... off-leash hours in certain parks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's off-leash. So, Central Park has off-leash hours. You know, I mean, imagine you have a dog that doesn't like other dogs. You just got home from work. You're trying to walk them.
Yeah, it can get complicated real quick.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you need to have different patience as a dog owner here than how you would in other places. But it's everything, right?
I can't even imagine
snow, dealing with snow and your dog. And you just go pee and poop outside. And I would assume you have to take care of their paws a lot more because of all the salt that they put on the floor. So it's a whole bunch of different problems. I miss doing this walk, though.
Yeah.
You know, as from the human side of it, I miss Brooklyn.
I do, too.
It's a very lively... New York is just so lively. There's always something to do, always something to see. You're always inspired everywhere. Yep. You know?
And just because it's a small space doesn't mean that there's no groups. Like, I do know that there's, like, Dogs of New York, and they throw a lot of, like, dog block parties.
Unless?
So they do, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of rescues here, too, that do awareness, advocation for, like, dog owners here. You know, there's a lot you could do. Leave it.
You know, it's another thing. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
The sounds, you know, like here, the acoustics of New York City are very loud, very abrupt, very all of a sudden. And he's starting to like get a little more accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But I could see how the other New York dogs, they were just kind of like, well, this is just New York. This is how it is, you know?
Right.
Which I hope that might help him with. Lately, he's been getting a little bit more scared during thunderstorms.
Yeah. So you could see, curb your dog. Well, he has to pee, so I'm sorry.
So we are approaching the Brooklyn Promenade, and it is amazing because you get a view of all of Manhattan.
Wait.
And you know, it is a beautiful day. I mean, it's like, what, 35, 38 degrees?
I think it's 50.
Well, it's going to drop down again, but right now it's like probably in the 40s. And there's not a cloud in the sky. It is beautiful.
Look, these people have a nice yard for their doggy.
Right.
If they had a doggy.
But maybe they designated more for like garden space because they use every square inch of that. So here it is. The promenade. Let's see. There's a lot more dogs on the promenade.
Yes, there is.
Look at that already.
Leave it, Yanks. Off leash. Come, Yanks.
Oh, no, that's a good smell spot.
Whoop.
Sorry.
No worries. Thank you.
Have a good one. Have a good day.
So, this area has a lot of walkability. And then there's the Brooklyn Bridge Park down there. Yeah, there is a lot of dogs.
So I'm saying, when we used to do this walk, it was just, you know, just people. You hardly saw dogs.
I mean, I don't remember.
I remember. It wasn't too many dogs.
I don't recall.
Maybe also it's like peak hour right now.
You know? Right.
What about you, Nolan? Do you miss doing these walks?
I do. I mean, I think that's what this podcast was maybe thought up a long time ago. Because when we would walk, we would have creative sessions, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like it might have inspired the podcast.
Yeah. No. We used to take long walks and talk about our hopes, our dreams, solve the world in that one walk. And it's weird. I mean, I don't know. We could do that in Miami, but it just doesn't have the same kind of
atmosphere. It doesn't work.
Yeah. It's a different atmosphere.
Because it's so creative here.
Yeah, you just see the bridge, you see all these buildings.
Yeah.
Just inspires it. See, and even though this is a great spot, there really isn't greenery accessible.
I think there's greenery down at the Brooklyn
Bridge. But that's something new. That didn't used to be.
Yeah, that wasn't there before. But yeah, you see all kinds of dogs. You see working dogs, you see terriers, you see all different types of dogs. And it makes you think, like, how are they, like, particularly the working dogs. Remember we saw that, the Dobie running?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, how do they fulfill their lives?
It's pretty. No, and then that also, like, we know from living here as well, like, when to afford the rent or just the lifestyle, and you got to work a lot. So,
yeah.
When do you actually get time to spend time with your dog and to make sure that their needs are also taken care of?
Yeah.
You know, so it's crazy. I would really love to talk to know this balance. How do they do that? But I guess it's kind of like, you know, how do you balance living in New York?
Because you could fulfill, you know, you could walk your dog hours, but that doesn't fulfill their mental health, you know?
Right.
So that's maybe my hesitation, is how do you fill a dog's cup here in New York? I did a quick search and I found they have, which now I'm bummed because I found out now. It's called Sniff and Play, I think, or Sniff and something. And you could book an appointment. You search for rats.
That was cool.
So there are things. There are opportunities. It's just then also affordability comes into play, you know?
This is also Yanko's first time at the Promenade.
You guys are seeing it.
This looks like quite the explorer now. You know, he used to be very picky with the textures on his paws.
Well, in training.
And this one trip, I think he's already.
No.
Yeah, I know. But even some of the, like we noticed that the first time that there was a sidewalk and there was the rail.
Uh-huh. The gridded.
He wasn't really okay with that. But within, like, as we kept walking, as then there was another dog that was coming, he chose to, like, okay, well, let me get on the rail either way. So that's something to think about, too. Is like, I think dogs would probably adapt really well.
Right.
It's just that bond that you already have established with them and that trust, because he knows he can trust us. Like, we tell him, come here, do this, do that.
Yeah.
There's already that established trust. So making a jump or a move either from New York to somewhere else or coming to New York.
Yeah.
As long as you have that relationship already built up, then it obviously eases the transition. What did you think about the dog parks that are available? Like the one that we went to yesterday in
Washington Square Park was okay. And the people were pretty aware of their dogs, except for that one dog.
I thought when I was looking at it from the outside of the dog parks, it was just crazy because there were so many dogs.
Yeah.
In a very small amount of space. And
everybody
was getting along.
You Everything have to be cool. careful because one
bad one and it can turn crazy.
Or
real
one
quick.
Misunderstanding.
That's and I saw that they did this fun game where it was like one golden retriever that he just got the ball and just started running around, and then all the dogs would follow him.
Uh-huh.
But since it was like 20 dogs in a very small space, it just was like a little crazy. It's weird because we lived here and I thought, oh, well, I kind of have a good base idea of what to expect with a dog. And I'm seeing all these other problems that I didn't even think about. So it's so crazy to tell someone, well, you should prepare and think of all this stuff. You almost have to just know that when it's coming, it's going to come with an avalanche of problems. And you just stay patient, stay calm.
And because problems.
Your energy is going to transfer over to your dog. I mean, it's like living here in New York. There's things that you think work one way. And then once you live here, you realize it doesn't work that way. you know, but you adapt and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's meant for you, it's meant for you. And it can be a really satisfying lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only other thing too, that I was like, I love going to museums and movies and stuff, and I don't know how much you could do that to what frequency.
Right.
When you have a dog and you care about him, you know, and you want to spend time with him.
It's just trying to figure out what's the best place for a responsible dog parent to live in. Yeah.
What do you think about traveling with Yanko? What was that like?
It's a bit of a, how do I say it? So he's a trained service animal, right? He helps me with mobility. The thing with traveling, I wish they would just allow people to travel with their dogs. Because
do you think so?
I'll explain why. I mean, there has to be some sort of certification that your dog is trained and that your dog is okay.
I think there should
in
be,
the public.
There should be that. I think there should be a little bit more certification.
Right. Like there's, you know, you know, Yanko has certain titles to him that he has passed, right?
Because the thing is, I think if you just make it so that anybody could take in.
Well, but that's not what, but that's what's happening now. What's happening now is if you have a small dog, you could just pay for it, right? The small dog doesn't need to be trained. You could just put him in a little crate. He might not be comfortable in the crate. So now he's crying all over the place in the plane, making things uncomfortable for everyone. That's not fair.
Well, I do think if you give like a free-for-all for everyone,
Well, I'm not saying it's a free-for-all. But the thing that's happening now is that people are saying they have a service animal, right? Because the law is you can't ask about disabilities. So if the law is that you can't ask about disabilities, right? Then, and there's no accreditation for it, it's fine. They don't need to be asking for any of that. If anything, if they start making it hard for people that have disabilities to get a dog, that's going to be harder. You know how expensive it is to train a service animal?
Yeah, no, the exactly. Time and effort too that it takes. It's not easy.
So that's not what I would suggest people to, you know, to start looking into. What I would suggest people to start looking into is for there to be an accreditation on public trainability and allowing those dogs to be able to fly with their parents for a fee, right? Or nobody in the airline industry is thinking about the repercussions that does on the dog mentally, right? Let alone physically, you know? And if you're going to have these dogs being much more common. And I understand there's people that are allergic and all that, right? That's another issue. Or people that are afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
But they should create an area where they could fly because there are more and more dogs.
Yeah, maybe the same way that they do for for handicap seating, mm-hmm. You know, that's designated in certain parts of the airplane. Maybe there should be areas. Well, what do you think about that too then? Because I was going to say like have a designated area where those are people who are traveling with dogs. What do you think about that when you're traveling and you would have to sit next to another dog?
There is an airline that does that. But it's like in order for you to, it's a private jet.
Oh, no, right. Yeah. We looked into that. That was crazy.
And
that was
it's
expensive.
Like $1,000.
Although if you're traveling to like Europe.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I don't know. I don't think it's $1,000 at that point.
No. Oh, it's like $1,000 if you're going to like Miami to New York.
It was Miami to New York. It's $1,000. And that's not affordable for everyone. I mean, I know that there's a girl that I follow, Tuna. Her dog's name is Tuna. And she's traveling to Paris. And the only option she has is to put him on cargo.
Oof. That sucks.
And then the thing is, she puts it on social media and people are shaming her for doing that. But that's the only option she has. Well, she's exposing it so that people would make something so that it changes.
And you know, it's weird because it's like traveling with your dog to different places. There's going to be hiccups. It's like traveling with...
You got to be a good problem solver.
Yeah, it's like traveling with kids, you know. Sometimes you see some parents that you can only imagine...
I think it's easier with a dog than with a kid.
When they go to Disney you see, like, the mother and the father, like, three kids, and they're, like, losing it.
Right.
And you're, like, only God knows how much they spent...
He's so cute.
To have this vacation, and they're having a miserable time.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it can be like that with a dog, too, because if he wasn't so well-trained, I could see how... You have to get him into the system of, he has to go potty, he has to go pee before he gets on the plane. He has to eat.
Here's the other misconception, right? Like, I don't understand the people that say, well, it's a service dog and just go nonchalantly, because this is not nonchalant. I am stressed out that he is on the plane with us. It's 2 hours before, right? I know how he is. He doesn't like peeing and pooping in spaces where it's dirty.
Although now maybe
he'll do it. But but it's something that it's in his nature, in his characteristics, in his nature. He doesn't, if it seems dirty, if it smells too much like other dogs, he doesn't like it.
They've been drinking like water out of a bowl that is like put in the front of a store. He doesn't like to drink off of those. He's a little boo.
So it could be stressful, you know, and then your flight gets delayed.
A flight being delayed. Like, our flight is a small flight. It's only 2.5 hours, maybe three. But so you add
Denver,
2 hours prior, another hour after. That was our biggest stress that we were thinking. If we get put on the tarmac and like they just can't put the plane in, because it's not just getting into
but
the plane.
But that's what I'm saying.
The duration
it's
of
like
the flight.
This is not an easy thing.
Yeah, it's a privilege. Like there was one episode that forget who was the guest. She said, you know, having a dog.
Maisie.
And Maisie said that it was a privilege that we have to travel with dogs and things like that. So it is a privilege.
Yeah,
but. To the same degree as other privileges that we have, and we just have to kind of figure out what's the best way so that other people as well don't feel like their rights are being inhibited.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I was afraid of a dog, or if I was allergic to a dog, yeah, I'd be like, oh, shit, why is this happening?
Right.
Or like, I guess when you're sitting on a plane.
Flight, you paid for it, right?
Right.
You paid for it. A lot of times, a lot of people think like, oh, I get to sleep. Or, I get to catch up on whatever it is that you're trying to catch up on. And this is really nice to run.
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying.
I would assume.
As far as, living in Brooklyn, for example, you are within, at least if you're in downtown Brooklyn, you are within distance of this. Yeah. You could do a lot of different activities with your dog here. So it's just really knowing, you know, your needs and your dog's needs, and finding the best way to make it all work. Even Yanko eats raw. And so that was a thing when we were traveling, like, how are we going to feed him throughout the travel?
I would think that it was easier now coming to New York, but actually it was actually harder to travel here than it was on the road trip.
Yeah, on the road trip, you managed to get a lot of different spots where it was like, you almost wish you could just always source it from them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I used Huntaway, and then whatever we would find locally. I mean, but you also have to remember we went to Texas, so. Yeah.
We are literally looking right at Lower Manhattan. This is going to be a great season. Excited for you guys to listen to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, good to be in New York, but I don't think we're going to live here again with Yanko. What do you think?
How dare you? I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, you're not 100%?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think it depends on your job and your lifestyle and all that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of things have to align.
So, but yeah. Hope you like to see it. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to know more about our guests, read the show notes down below. And of course, join us next Wednesday for another possum episode of Yumi and the Dogs. Bye.